It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern. Folks, the next guest is backed by fan acclamation. Every time Jim comes on our show, within 2 minutes of us going off air, I have emails, phone calls, voicemail messages of folks saying, you got to have him back because the information he provides, we're not seeing anywhere in the mainstream media. And actually, it connects a lot of dots that just seem to be unrelated when we watch the mainstream media. Folks, I'm very happy to have back with us someone I consider a friend, Dr. Jim Garrow. He was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009. Jim has given his life to rescuing an estimated 40,000 baby Chinese girls from certain death under China's one-child-per-couple policy by facilitating international adoptions. He is founder and executive director of the Bethune Institute's Pink Pagoda Schools, which are private English immersion schools for Chinese children, and Jim has overseen 286 of these schools in China. Jim is also a 45-year veteran of an U.S. intelligence agency. He was burned, or outed, if you will, in October of 2013 by the Obama administration because of information he presented to the public on this show and a number of other shows, which focused on the military purge of officers in our military. And he also presented information on a failed EMP, electromagnetic pulse event, which would have devastated the United States. Jim, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Hey, Dave, it's always great to be with you. Hey, I love your disclaimer. It's the first time I'd heard it at the beginning of the show, that it's not necessarily the opinions of the management or Fox. Wow.
Well, yeah, that's something they have to do now. But, you know, I mean, it's something as I understand it, the lawyers and everyone else has to do every hour of transmission. It's put on before every show and every hour. But, hey, you know what? That's just an example of how the legal industry is intertwined in almost everything we do on a daily basis, unfortunate as that may be. So, Jim, when you were on this show last, Malaysian Flight 370 had vanished a week before you were on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And they were searching the Indian Ocean. They were searching all kinds of other places. And because it was a certain crash that had occurred into the water, and you came on the show and you said, no, not so much. And you said, well, this plane could have been, if you will, electronically hijacked, could have landed at our one of our military bases in the Indian Ocean. You gave a name, Diego Garcia, could have been refueled there, and then could have been flown to an Islamic country. So they continued, Jim, to search in the Indian Ocean. And then about a week or so ago, there are pings in the water. There are pings in the water. And I got some emails from some folks and say, well, looks like your friend Jim Garrow is going to be proven wrong. Well, those pings turned out to be, I don't know, flipper or something, squealing. I don't know what it was, but it surely wasn't an airliner. And then about a couple, 3 weeks after you were on this show, a lieutenant general by the name of Tom McInerney came out, a very well-respected retired military officer, general, and said he felt the plane, from the information he had received, was actually in Pakistan. That would be an Islamic country.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, imagine that. So, Jim, can you give us any updates as far as this Malaysian disappearing flight is concerned?
Well, you know, it's funny, but I'm just going to say something that I had to pass by my lawyers. You know, It's so funny. You have to lawyer up like crazy now, and especially because, you know, I signed this oath thing,
right.
And it kind of cramps what I can actually say or not say. So what I'm about to say, again, because I've said it before, and let's just, you know, clarify it somewhat. The jet landed at Diego Garcia. It did. How do I know? Well, one of the guys who actually went up and opened the door so that certain passengers could come out on the tarmac and that the food could be taken in to replenish the food supply. And, of course, oh, by the way, they emptied the toilets. What else did they do? Well, they took off the 20 Chinese who had tried to steal an advanced physics experiment that worked, a joint thing between China and America. They were taken off.
And Jim, those 20 people, they might be from some company called Freescale, potentially.
Well, right? They are.
Oh, yes. Okay, very good. Okay.
Yeah, this is one of the efforts of Freescale you never hear about. But, you know, Freescale is about as transparent as the Carlyle Group, and I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, I'd be happy to say this. Freescale is a company, I believe, based in the United States. I think out of Texas, if I remember correctly, Austin, Texas, maybe might be the exact city. But they were bought. They used to be a division of Motorola, I believe. They were bought by the Carlyle Group, which is a conglomerate. In the United States, of which there is an individual who's pretty prominent in that company, as I remember, by the name of George H.W. Bush, that be President George Bush the First. Okay.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
That being said, I'm sure there's no connection here. Go ahead. So they
imagine there being a connection.
No. Now, you know, Jim, one of the things I had heard was that some of these of the 20, they, I think four or five of these folks had a patent on some technology that if these people became missing or died, the patent would flip to the Carlyle Group.
Yeah,
now, is that urban legend?
You know what? That is distraction.
Okay.
Because that is not the important thing.
Okay.
See, what they're doing is they're determining for the public where they're going to look.
Right.
What they're going to hear, when in fact the important thing is the real technology that was being worked on, the major breakthrough that is going to open up a whole new area of science that these people somehow stumbled upon, and that is they were able to make light penetrate a solid object and come out the other side. Now, you haven't heard that before, have you?
No.
Now you know what the technology was that they were really working on. That stuff with Freescale is strictly distraction. The real major breakthrough and the equipment they had with them, which they tried to steal and take to China, you know, obviously very quickly their loyalties came to the foreground. But here's what it was. These people had been party to, and I mean, our government knows full well what this is about. This is the beginning of, now listen to this, Star Trek, science fiction, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
This is the beginning of cloaking technology. That's where we were. That's what these people tried to steal, and that's why jets were used to make sure that thing landed on Diego Garcia. What is Diego Garcia? Oh, it's a Navy base, people say. Yeah, it's a CIA base, an intelligence headquarters. And what do they do there? Ooh, they take people there, and they make them talk.
Now, Jim, are you saying that as a guest, or are you saying that as a former 45-year operative of one of our prominent intelligence agencies?
It's a certainty.
Very good. So we know that some people were taken off at the tarmac from the person who opened the door that you're aware of.
Yes.
Then you, from the very beginning, you've been very consistent on this. You said that the plane then was taken somewhere else.
Yes, it was flown to Pakistan. Tom's right. Tom McInerney is absolutely right. That's exactly where it went.
So Tom is right. You agree with that. So now, do you believe that plane is still there?
I do not know where it is. I don't know where it went from there. Because frankly, The passengers on that plane, their lives are collateral damage to the whole effort here. Anything beyond Diego Garcia is merely smokescreen to make sure that the real knowledge of the technology it never comes to the foreground. What I've said, and the reason I'm putting it out there, is because, man, the truth has to be out there. And I can actually state this because I stated it first before it became classified.
Now, Jim, if the Chinese would have gotten that technology...
Yes. Whoa.
What could give me an example, our listeners an example, of what they could have done with that, let's call it stealth technology?
Yes, it is stealth, but it goes way beyond stealth. It becomes something that changes the balance of power in a heartbeat in the world. It means that your enemy can be standing right next to you and you don't know it.
Mm-hmm. So we can be assured that the Chinese did not get that at this point.
They did not get it. No, they didn't get it. What's amazing to me is that, and by the way, you've got to understand, too, none of this, none of the interception, none of the redirection, the forced landing of the craft had anything to do with the White House. This was a military exercise by military people safeguarding America.
So we possibly could see parts of this airliner show up on an Australian shore someday.
Oh, yeah.
We might find some body parts or some folks that will be identified as the passengers.
Mm-hmm.
But if it wasn't other than those 20, employees of Freescale, every other passenger in that passenger cabin was considered by the powers to be essentially potential collateral damage.
Yes, yeah, which is really sad. I mean, that's sad. That's the reality. And let's face it, these people have no conscience.
No
conscience whatsoever.
No. The ends justify the means with these folks, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Let's talk about another world situation. Your insight. What's going on in Ukraine? You know, Jim, I feel as though this Ukraine situation, I mean, if you look at how we're handling this, I mean, we couldn't be more blatant, more obvious in trying to force a cataclysmic event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Keep in mind that I don't remember, I wasn't on your show since that event, have I been?
You have not.
Okay, but back the day that it happened, I mean, I was being interviewed by different folks, and one of the things I pointed out immediately was, please look at what this means. If America reacts properly, we have a chance to champion freedom and free Europe from the boot heel of Putin, from his fingers clasped around the throat. Through the natural gas that's provided through the Crimea, you know, as the staging point for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just, by the way, it looks like the pipelines all go through it, you know, and that's it. You don't realize that there's pumping stations, there's a whole mammoth technological front mm-hmm. needed to keep this stuff moving.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So there it is. He's got a hold of Crimea. What should have happened immediately, there should have been called in the White House every single natural gas company in America. The president should have been called into the White House. A strategy should have been formulated immediately whereby America could have taken the excess natural gas, sent it over on those mammoth tankers, liquefied, sent it over to Europe, undersell the Russians, you know, now controlling that gas
mm-hmm.
Moving through Crimea in Ukraine. And instead of Europe being held hostage by Putin, America would have rescued Europe.
Correct.
We could have been the heroes. We could have done the right thing. And we could have stuck it in the eye of Putin. Instead, what happened?
The exact opposite.
You got it exactly. We had every opportunity to take charge of that. To show Putin who was in charge, well, instead, what do? We give it to him Like we're serving it up to him.
So here we are serving it up to him. And in the first half hour of this show, I spoke about a meeting that occurred between Obama and then the Prime Minister of Russia, Medved, in March of 2012. And at that meeting, Obama put his hand on Medved's knee and said, listen, I need some flexibility here before the election. You got to give me some time. This is my last election. And you got to give me some flexibility on international events until then. And Medved looked at him and said, okay, I will tell this to Vladimir. Now, we're going to play that clip again, Jim, and I want you to educate our listeners of exactly what was going on then and how it links into what's happening today.
This is my last election, basically.
Yeah.
After my election, I have more flexibility.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand. I transmit this information to Vladimir and Mr. Denver.
I'll transfer this information to Vladimir. So Jim, what was going on then, and how does it relate to what's going on now? Because it seems as though Putin's playing chess. Obama isn't even playing checkers. He's playing tiddlywinks or bingo or I don't know, some. But it's almost as though he's playing into Putin's hands. Educate our listeners on what happened at that. And he didn't know he was being taped when that happened. That was a at least he's acted like he didn't. That was a mic that was directed at them when supposedly the mics were supposed to be off. Hit it.
We just touched on it. Of course, the move then made by Putin, the very, very militaristic move into Crimea, taking control of the gas, that's exactly what it was about. There's another part to it. Okay, so now he has control of the gas. Instead of making a strategic move that would have stymied and parried the thrust of Putin taking control, putting the boot heel on Europe, Obama let it slide by. Necessary moves were not made. I've talked to people, strategists, and they're just shaking their head going, this was obvious. Obviously it was obvious. I figured it out. Mm-hmm. Goodness, this was the opportunity that we had to take charge of the future of Europe. But who was working together against it? Well, you got Putin working against it. You got Xi Jinping working against it. You've got Merkel working against it. You've got the leaders. And by the way, Merkel, Germany's the only country in Europe that has its head above water. Mm-hmm. Everyone else is swamped like America in debt, mm-hmm. No flexibility, nowhere to move. Mm-hmm. So Merkel, very much like the French, whose order of the day, of course, is retreat, as we know.
Right.
They'll stand up for nothing. Here we have that group, the cabal, all working to one end, and the end is quite simple, taking down the American dollar, removing it as the reserve currency of the world, replacing it with the Chinese renminbi as that new world currency. That is the aim. That's what you heard in that conversation. But part of the conversation was the flexibility needed was for Obama looking to Putin to do something mm-hmm. that would give him the flexibility, Obama. Mm-hmm. But it's a tit-for-tat relationship right there.
And, you know, and Kyle Bass, who's a huge financial analyst out of Texas, said years ago that he went to the White House in Obama's first year of being in office, and he spoke to Treasury officials and folks in the West Wing, and they said, bottom line is, we're going to kill the dollar. Direct quote, we're going to kill the dollar, end quote. I believe from the people Obama works with, and I believe that's the Criminal International Banking Syndicate, New World Order crowd, their goal is to kill the dollar, because if they kill the dollar, they kill the sovereignty of the United States, so they believe. And I believe that's Vladimir Putin's and the Chinese government's objective as well. And they're both working to the same end. Am I wrong, Jim?
You are absolutely right. First time I heard of it was in 1997 in an apartment on Park Avenue, where I sat across the table from Bill Simon. Remember Bill Simon, Secretary of the Treasury?
Mm-hmm. I sure
next
do.
Next to him was Alexander Haig. Next to him was William Bennett. I could name some. Zbigniew Brzezinski was sitting next to me. Now tell me, ugh, are those heavyweights?
Yeah, they're heavyweights, but
they are heavyweights.
Geez, Jim,
what was the discussion? It was the first time I had ever heard the notion that there was a new world order. I'd never even heard the words before, and I heard about it right there on, is it 830 Park Avenue? Yeah, I can't remember the exact number. I think it's 830.
The 830, yeah. And that was in 1997?
97.
So all those people that every week contact me when I talk about the new world order and they say, you know, you're just, that's like, that's so conspiracy theory. That's Alex Jones. That's you name it. In fact, it's conspiracy reality, isn't it, Jim?
It is absolute reality. These are not the insane rantings and ravings of lunatics. You're talking about some people who put some information out there that other people grab onto and send around. They may, enhance it. They may, pad it up a little bit. But the basic elements, the notion that there is a group of people who, through machinations, through manipulations, want to take down America. Bottom line, Yeah, they're right.
So Mike from Livonia has a question for you. He wants to know, why doesn't the United States use the fracking technology that we have to find natural gas in the Ukraine?
Yeah, you mean partner with the Ukraine? Wouldn't that be nice? Well, that would require, though, that Mr. What's that guy's name? Mr. Obamey would allow that kind of thing to happen, that he would allow business to actually be business, and he won't.
He won't because it's all part of this kabuki theater. Because this is all smoke and mirrors, Jim, for the destruction of the dollar and the financial system. That's what it's all about, isn't it, Jim?
It is. And taking down Europe was just a part of the deal. Of course, Putin needs it. And by the way, we're watching a faint. We're watching the faint in one direction. In the Crimea. Take a look at where right now troops are massing. And I'm telling you right now, here's what makes me very, very nervous.
Yeah.
I'm worried that Putin is going to do what he's been, chomping at the bit to do for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to get into the Arab countries and grab their oil.
Mm-hmm. Well, didn't he just have a meeting with the Saudi leadership?
Yes, it didn't go well.
No. Well, I imagine the first meeting he had with them, too, when they were threatening the Olympics in Sochi, saying, we can control the Chechens and, they're terrorists and they can come over and do some destruction. You know, what they were thinking about trying to threaten him, my gosh, I mean, that's beyond lunacy.
Oh, it is. You're not going to win with a thug like him. That man has orchestrated more mass murder than anyone that we know of in recent history. He was not the head of the KGB because he was a nice fella.
Yeah, right. Jim, as many people ask the question, is Putin and the Russians and then the Chinese part of the New World Order, or are they working in conjunction with the New World Order to destroy the current financial system worldwide?
Well, you know what? It used to be that they weren't a part of it. They weren't.
Right.
But then new people came in. For example, when Putin, the head of the KGB, was able to realize some moves that he, before that, had not been able to make part of his reality. When a couple of the Chinese leaders, that would be the secondary ones, and by the way, Bo Xilai, who is now in jail for murder, who used to launder the money for the sale of the organs of the Falun Gong, the cult, they were taking their organs and selling them, making $1 billion. He was part of this group that worked behind the scenes, including the wife, you're going to laugh, the wife of Xi Jinping. And you know that she's more famous than Xi Jinping in China?
Is that right?
Yeah, she was an actress, a well-loved television personality. The guy married up. I mean, when he was in Guilin and was running, he was secretary of the Communist Party there, he married into the best name possible, the star on Chinese television.
So she was the Miley Cyrus of China?
Well, yeah, but with class.
Folks, we're speaking with Dr. Jim Garrow. We're going to have Jim back after the break. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. We're going to touch on the Bundy Ranch, what's really going on in Nevada, and we're going to talk about a Russian agent who actually came up missing in right here in just the city of Detroit, and he was tracking a bio-nuke device. More to come after the break. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from Wham Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern.
rugged bed. But at least I'm enjoying the ride. At least I'm enjoying the ride. Yeah!
And now more Operation Freedom. Freedom. With your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham! Talk 1600. Call Dave now at 822-1600. That's 734-822-1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from Wham! Talk 1600's Freedom Bunker. We're here every Sunday from 3 to 5 Eastern. Again, this interview will be available for you in podcast form at davejanda.com by Monday morning. I am very pleased to have back with us Dr. Jim Garrow, who was nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2009. As I've mentioned before, Jim has given his life to rescuing an estimated 40,000 baby Chinese girls from certain death under China's one child per couple policy by facilitating international adoptions. He is a international legend in that regard. Jim is also a 45-year veteran of a U.S. intelligence agency, and he was outed or burned in October of 2013 by the Obama administration because of the information he presented to you, our listeners, and many other listeners around the country and around the world from other shows on what was really happening with the military purge of officers in the United States. Jim, welcome back to Operation Freedom.
Thanks. You know, it's always great to be here. I love what you stand for, and I know the people of Michigan are really lucky to have you.
Well, that's very kind, Jim. You know, it's amazing, you know, how the show has grown over 3.5 years. You know, initially we had a pretty good following regionally. That reach grew by a huge number. And now, you know, with the power of the internet, we reach folks not only around the country, but around the world. And every time you come on, I'll tell you, the demographics of the people where I get responses from, I mean, I get responses from all over the world every time you come on. And I think that's because the information you provide is not just centric to the United States, it's pertinent to the United States, but it's really pertinent to every person worldwide. Because there's not a person that I'm aware of that doesn't have some questions about whatever country they're in, about their government, and what are they really up to, and what's really going on with how they're treating me and my family, and you know, it seems to be a universal problem worldwide, and that's why I think you resonate so well with so many folks. So, Jim, let's just summarize what you believe is actually happening in the Ukraine.
The Ukraine itself.
Yeah, I mean, with what's going on with Putin, what's going on with Obama, what do you ultimately think is going to happen there? Because we hit it last half hour, but the folks just joining us, just Reader's Digest version, what do you think is really going on, and how do you think this is going to end?
Wow, it's a sellout. It's a total sellout. And what we will see is that Mr. Putin will end up not only taking charge of many of the countries of Europe. Mm-hmm. This is a return to the old USSR.
Yep.
That's the first step,
mm-hmm.
Reestablishing the USSR the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
But more than that, it's the power of influence is almost as great as is power itself. So what is happening is that the former USSR, the Soviet Union itself, is going back to its base of power and expanding it, because what you're not seeing is the influence in South America. You don't
mm-hmm.
see that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's happening. The Middle East is just the next rung in the ladder. This man is one of the craftiest ever in the world, this guy. Putin is
mm-hmm.
is incredible,
mm-hmm.
And a very intelligent man, a very brave man, a very accomplished man personally. He has some skills you don't usually see in people. You know, it's unusual. His black belt in judo, the man has studied a craft like you would not believe. You have to watch the man move.
Mm-hmm.
He moves with the grace of a man in control of every muscle and fiber of his body. That itself should scare the willies out of a guy, you know, like Bumble, our president, who is just such an embarrassment when compared with this man. But be sure of this. The man knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
He headed the KGB.
Mm-hmm.
He was the most feared head of the KGB
mm-hmm.
with a quiet method of crushing people. And he's doing it very quietly. He looks nice, rides a horse. You know, you see him doing all the things that look, you know, kind of normal for a guy who's kind of a guy's guy. There's an iron fist. There's an amazing will with him and a keen, keen intellect that makes our guy look like a bumbler.
Sure does. So where this ends, Jim, is the Kabuki Theater in Ukraine. I think ultimately my take is that it means the destruction of the U.S. dollar.
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously, yeah, it's got to go there. And what will it be replaced with? And you know full well, mm-hmm. the Chinese are, mm-hmm. believe it or not, of all the things to bring the Chinese and the Russians together,
yeah, right.
it's Chinese renminbi orchestrated by the guy from Russia.
Right.
Amazing.
Right. So now let's turn domestically here to the United States. I believe, and we've talked about this, we've hit this on the show, our government has become a culture of intimidation. You have insight into what's going on in Nevada with Cliven Bundy and his battle against the Bureau of Land Management. Educate our listeners on your experience, Jim.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've had a chance to talk to Carol Bundy, and I've had a chance to talk to one of the daughters. In fact, I prayed with her on air, on the radio, and it just felt led to do that at the time. Because ultimately, you know, we are not alone in this universe, and we really do have the ear of the person who has the power to change things. And I know God is willing to do it if we ask with the right hearts, and it's part of, you know, his overall construct, his overall plan. But what is going on, amazingly to me, some things that you should know that happened that are not readily available and people don't are not aware that this was going on. There were snipers, as you know, with their guns trained on people at the Bundy Ranch. And those snipers were possibly not known by most people. They were mercenaries. They were actually not government employees per se. They were mercenaries brought in for their skills with long-range shooting. What is not known is that the man from our military with the greatest ability as a marksman was also there. He answered the call of someone who asked him to come, along with a whole group of marksmen, the best in the world, to be on Mr. Bundy's side. And they were targeting those other guys.
And
the word went out to the other guys of what was going on.
That little red...
He peeled off one by one in total fear at the mention of the names of the people who taught them how to shoot.
Right. And that little red dot on your forehead, don't be
you
worried
got
about
it.
That, buddy boy.
Got it.
Yeah.
Bundy did one thing by standing firm. I mean, the man is not eloquent. Come on, he's a bumbler when he gets
well, you know what? He doesn't have a teleprompter, Jim, right?
You got it. He's not smooth.
Yeah.
You know what? God loved the guy.
Yeah.
He was right in what he was doing. All the way along, he's been right. And you know that Glenn Beck guy? Ignore him, guys. I have no clue who paid him off.
Yeah, you know what, Jim? I'm very disappointed in Glenn Beck. He not only took the side of the Bureau of Land Management from the very beginning, but, you know, a big guy admits his mistakes. He not only didn't admit his mistakes on this issue, but he kept compounding the problem. And when the New York Times put out that fraudulent piece of information, and folks, I sent out an email this week of the raw footage of Cliven Bundy and exactly what he said about blacks, what he describes as Negroes, end quote, and about Hispanics. Let me tell you something. What the New York Times did was beyond attack journalism, beyond shoddy journalism. It was pure propaganda. Glenn Beck, rather than do what I did and get the raw footage before saying anything, he passed judgment on the guy as being a racist and then said, see, folks, I was right all along about this thing. I mean, you're right. Somebody has gotten to Beck. I don't know who. I got a feeling I know who, but somebody has gotten to Beck, and they flipped the guy.
I'll tell you this. One of Beck's people got to me, sent me a message, and said, you know, Beck's investigating you. He's going to expose you. You know, and I kind of laughed. I said, my little message back was, well, does he have insurance?
Yeah, I don't. I don't know.
Answer back.
I'm not going to get into it on the radio. I have had some significant concerns with him for a number of months, and it's very obvious to me that there has been a change in him and where he's going. And that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree totally. Something has gone wrong. Something is way off. And yeah, you're right. It's there's a real concern. So, but what he's doing is maybe he's going to retire. Maybe this is his way to kind of get out from under something that is a real fearful thing for him. And you know, one of his trademarks is, you know, not being afraid. Well, I have the feeling the man is afraid.
I do too. I do too. So, Jim, this morning it came out and I heard this through a source through the Defense Department that I trust, that in fact Eric Holder had signed off on a drone attack on the Bundy compound.
Yeah, not true.
Not true?
Not true. No, no, he hasn't. They are not stupid. That's one thing about Obama. He wants to create an incident, but it has to be a triggering incident that will make sense to the American people, where the blame will not be passed to him. Mm-hmm. Attacking this Cliven Bundy guy, unfortunately right now, people are against Obama when it comes to Bundy. You know, if you look at the two of them, Bundy's winning because of the fact that he's just regular Joe. And people, you know, realize that, because all of us have misspoken. All of us have said something that was, you know, seemingly to be right on the edge of incorrect politically. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We've all been there. But you know what? They appreciate that, because that's honesty. Instead of slick, they were heartwarmed by the fact of the man's honesty. Here's the real deal. You know, you hear these things, and basically I think the government is trying trial balloons. What will the response be to an actual attack?
Yeah, see, I think this was a probe event, just as I believe Boston was a probe event a year ago, Jim, and call me a bad guy, but, you know, that what ultimately came out of the Boston Marathon Massacre, or whatever, was armed individuals going into people's homes warrantless, and then having the Boston public clap for them and thanking them for removing from their homes without any just cause. That was a probe event. I believe the American public failed that probe event. The powers that be tried to market that event as Boston Strong, as they called it. It was really a Boston Surrender, right? So now they wanted to probe the West and see what they could get away with. They picked on the wrong guy. They went after Bundy, and they actually got their butts kicked.
And you know what's funny? Who looks the worst in the whole thing is Harry Reid. You know, this guy's behind the scenes orchestrating this. Here he is. Here is Glenn Beck. Here is Harry Reid. Mm-hmm. And whose drummer are they marching to? The beat of the drummer. It is the leadership of the Mormon Church. Mm-hmm. They are ticked. They are ticked at Cliven Bundy for things that was going on years and years and years ago. Mm-hmm. Cliven Bundy is a Mormon. Cliven Bundy, you can tell, just is a bumbling dude who just does his thing. He's been up against the Mormon Church. They've been wanting to put him in his place for a long time. Glenn Beck, who married into Mormonism, by the way, he wasn't originally a Mormon. He married into it. The strings were being pulled on him by the church, and you can be sure of this. There's something going on there that the pressure being put on Mr. Beck is untoward, and it's sad. But Cliven Bundy, out of this whole thing, he's come out looking the best of anybody, including the president.
Well, and the strings that being pulled on Harry Reid, and you know China better than anyone in the world, I believe, Jim. Yes. You know, supposedly there was a company, ENN, a solar company. Supposedly Harry Reid and his kids were in cahoots with them, and that's why they were trying to start a solar ranch, which included the Bundy property, right?
Absolutely, and there's more to it, because also found is rare earth minerals, which you know, we need for advanced computer systems. Yeah, there's a lot going on here.
Well, and in fact, it's interesting, because a federal judge said this recently, quote, "For over 20 years, the Bureau of Land Management engaged in a," and this is a direct quote, "literal intentional conspiracy against Nevada ranchers to force them out of business," according to this federal judge, of which Cliven Bundy was one of them. In his opinion of the United States versus the Estate of Hague, the U.S. District Court Judge Robert C. Jones revealed that after a late Nevada rancher, E. Wayne Hague, indicated in his 1993, as far back as that, grazing permit renewal, that by signing the permit, he was not surrendering his family's longstanding water and forage rights on the land. The BLM not only rejected the permit, but also conspired for decades to both deny his family's property rights and to destroy their cattle's business. That's what's behind this whole Bundy thing. He couldn't sign that permit because if he did, he would have given up his property.
Exactly right. Exactly right.
Jim, let's turn to something else domestically, and I sent you this a couple weeks ago. Quote, Russian agent missing in Detroit was tracking bio-nuke device, end quote. True or false?
True.
What can you do to help us and educate us? Because the mainstream media completely ignored this one.
Do you know what? I have to shut up here. I was happy you sent it, but I can speak not one word to it.
Very good. But the report I had, and you don't have to confirm or deny it, was that senior lieutenant in the main intelligence directorate of the Ministry of Defense of Russia, quote, disappeared, unquote, in Detroit, Michigan. This is a couple weeks ago. He was part of a surveillance team that had been tracking a, quote, nuclear biological device, end quote, from its originating site in Libya, its air transit to Canada, and then its entrance into the United States. It turns out that that particular Russian agent ended up reportedly being abducted, stabbed repeatedly, and is now missing.
By the way, I can say this. The same guy was working on the EMP, reporting back to Putin. Of course, we know about the attempt on the EMP. The EMP attempt on America by Mr. Obama that resulted in one nuclear device going off 560 miles southeast of Charleston, South Carolina. Notably, only myself and Mr. Putin are the ones who brought it forward to the world. That man, that agent, was working for Mr. Putin on that EMP and other residual evidence of things going on. That I can say.
How circumstantial that he's been taken out of the picture, eh?
Yeah.
let's go off that EMP event. Since you and I spoke last, there have been, now been nine more new commanders fired now in Montana.
Yeah, 32, 90, and now another nine. So the scourge of and the purification of the very people who backed up the two generals and the one admiral who stopped the EMP from happening, the EMP event. Peeling back the numbers of people who've been loyal to America and the people of America, courtesy of Obama again.
I mean, to me, if you're removing all these folks that have spent years in the nuclear command, you're leaving us wide open, deliberately so, don't you? That's conspiracy theory, deliberately so?
It is deliberate, and the long-term consequences are that the training officers themselves, who make sure that the protocols are up to date and that the training regimes are all tickety-poo, and so they can all sign off saying, yeah, we are ready for any eventuality, we're losing those people. And as a result, here's where it's going to go. Our missile defense shield will be shut down. That's where it's going.
Boy, that makes it all feel warm and cozy. We have Jim on the line, Joe on the line from Ann Arbor that wants to ask a question. Joe, fire ahead. Welcome to Operation Freedom.
Hey, Dr. Dave. Dr. Garrow, how you doing?
Doing great.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, I'm hoping to attend the Freedom Summit, which both of you will be attending. And I'm rather alarmed at some of these revelations about Glenn Beck. I didn't think he was a man that would be afraid of anything. And other than that, I have a question about the situation concerning the Malaysian flight, Dr. Garrow, where you said that the plane was evidently averted from the hands of the Chinese. And that the White House wasn't involved, but it was military officials who were defending America. Do I got that right? But then
yes.
That the passengers, other than the 20 Chinese technicians or scientists or whatever they were considered collateral damage?
Yeah, they did.
I wonder if you could elaborate on that.
I just know that wherever it went from Pakistan, and by the way, you know, Tom McInerney is no flighty person. He wouldn't make that claim unless he had received pretty sterling, strong information and evidence that, in fact, that is where it went. I've heard it. I can't say how I've heard it, but I did, and I believe that Tom is absolutely correct. What we're seeing, though, is interventions to protect secrets that were being worked on jointly with China. I know it seems odd, but a lot of odd things have gone on since Mr. Obama came into power.
Also,
things you wouldn't expect to see happening,
also,
where, you know, really enemies, which, you know, they are. The communist Chinese are, in fact, our enemy. We better realize that, by the way. When enemies are working together, you have to make sure that everything is secured and that all agreements are actually adhered to. And unfortunately, they broke the agreement, the Chinese. They took the technology, the actual equipment itself that made this huge breakthrough. And it had to be gotten back. They had to get it back. And so our own military folks made sure that that happened, but they did not do it under the orders of the President of the United States.
And, Jim, speaking of collateral damage, we've outlined on this show, and we've talked, you and I, both privately and also on this show, about the rash of banker deaths. Just this week, a Belgian banker, his wife and his nephew were murdered. By the way, that would be the same Belgium that has been the largest buyer of treasury bonds over the past couple months. Now, that wouldn't be because this guy was going to talk about who was really buying the bonds. Then we had a French banker on Friday jump from the 14th story of her building right after she had supposedly confronted her superiors over some problems within the bank. And also this week, we had a banker death that actually has now spread to China. Li Junhua, director of China's Banking Regulatory Commission, died this morning due to a, quote, sudden heart attack, end quote. That might be the same kind of sudden heart attack Andrew Breitbart had. He was less than 49 years of age. His wife said she found him lifeless when she discovered his body. Any comments on those banker deaths?
Look at the pattern. Just look at the pattern. And then think about, what is being hidden? What is it that they don't want all of us to know? We already know that there's nothing supporting the American dollar, nothing but air, that we are wildly out of control with spending. I'll leave it at that.
So, Jim, this week in Benghazi, a Citizens Commission on Benghazi, a self-selected group of former top military officers, CIA insiders, and think tankers declared in Washington after a seven-month review of the 2012 terrorist attack, they determined that it could have been prevented if the U.S. hadn't been helping to arm al-Qaeda militias throughout Libya a year earlier, end quote. Your take?
Oh, yeah. Well, we talked on this program even about it. You arm the enemy. Do you think the enemy that hates you
that supposedly hates you is actually your ally? Jim, I'd like to thank you for everything that you do to educate and empower every American. Folks, you can follow Jim's work, pinkpagoda.org or Bethune, P-A-B-E-T-H-U-N-E, BethuneInstitute.com. Folks, until next week, stay safe, dream big, and dare to fail. This is Dr. Dave Janda signing him off from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday, 3 to 5 Eastern, until maybe that drone strike hits. But even if it does, we'll still be able to broadcast. We are fortified here at Wham Talk 1600. Dream big, dare to fail. Until next week, be safe.